Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Barber Marina, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazines, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Troller Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our store at www.greatloop.org, Ship Store. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to everyone out there listening to the weekly blog radio show from America's Great Loop Cruisers. We have with us today myself, I'm the executive director, Janice Kromer, and Steve, who is our all-around guru of things technical. For the non-members listening, this show is about the Great Loop, which is a continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, the Atlantic and Gulf waterways, the Great Lakes, the beautiful Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland, which is basically the subject of today's talk. America's Great Loop Association is an organization of people who share this sense of adventure and, most importantly, a curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our association's primary purpose is to give out information and enhance the overall experience. Our website is www.greatloop.org, and we'd love for you to visit and become a member. As an aside, sometime today we'll be posting an article by Michael Samway, who just finished the loop and wrote a wonderful, beautiful article about his loop with his two children, 13 and 12 years old. So it's possible to homeschool, and it's possible to do it with a young family. Our guest hosts this week are Patsy and Tom Conrad. Patsy and Tom were last year's winner of the Harbor Host of the Year Award. Most people know Tom as the weather guru for the Gulf Coast Crossing. Tom does a wonderful weather blog every day when it's the season to cross the Gulf and gives his opinion of whether it's a go or a no-go. Tom and Patsy have spent the summer on the Tennessee River, and they're going to tell us about their passageway. We do encourage call-in questions. The toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Patsy and Tom, it's just about time to get ready, but I do think we have a call-in. Let's see if Steve has it. Not quite yet, so why don't we get started? Tell us. Describe the Tennessee River. Is it only in the state of Tennessee? Tell us something about it.
Janice, thank you for that introduction. The Tennessee River is not strictly in the state of Tennessee. Working from the downriver side, it actually starts in Kentucky at Paducah, where it's a junction with the Ohio River, travels for 650 miles all the way up to Knoxville, going through the major city of Chattanooga. The lower 200 miles make up the Kentucky Lake, and that is the not part of what we have experienced this summer. So we're going to primarily talk about the upriver 450 miles. The Tennessee River is divided into nine different lakes, each with its own dam and lock system, and the lakes are named after the lock system, like Wheeler Lake is dammed up by Wheeler Lock and Dam, and so forth. And each of these lakes has its own personality. Some of them are shallow, some of them are quite deep, some of them have a lot of marine growth on them. There's urban development is quite a bit different. Some of the lakes are subject to winds and currents. Some of them are right up there in the Smoky Mountains, where you can see 5,000-foot elevation within sight of the Tennessee River.
sounds just beautiful. I should say that our fall rendezvous with Joe Wheeler is on the Tennessee River, and I just look forward to going every year. The scenery is just so beautiful.
And the time of the year is going to be perfect because the leaves are just beginning to change on just above Joe Wheeler. By the time the rendezvous comes around, I think they're going to be in full color.
Great.
Janice,
tell us why you picked the Tennessee for your... And I should mention the Tennessee is a side trip. It's not actually on the Great Loop, but it's one of the most popular side trips. Why did you pick it this summer?
Well, several reasons. Foremost was our home is in the panhandle of Florida and on the Gulf of Mexico, and hurricane season occurs during the summertime, and it's just a good idea to not have a boat down there subject to some risk. So we decided we would take 6 months and head up the Tentom in the Tennessee, and we picked five towns that we wanted to know more about along the Tennessee, and we stop a month in each of these five towns and get to know the communities and the people there, make some new friends, kind of learn our way around, something that we can't do when we're cruising.
You've actually spent that long in each town. That's fantastic.
We think it has been great. We've just met so many wonderful people and seen some of these tourist attractions that we read about as we pass through, and this time we actually get to see some of them.
Tom and Janice?
Yeah, I see you have a question, Steve.
Well, we have a caller, and it's Hal. And when you get to the talking about Chattanooga, he has an offer from Marine Max in Chattanooga for loopers.
Okay, we'll put Hal on right when we do about Chattanooga, a couple subjects away. Hi, Hal.
Yeah, hi, Janice. How are you?
Great, thank you. Tell us, so you've been on the Tennessee for about 6 months?
Yes, we're
in about our fifth month now. We have another month and a half before we leave the Tennessee and start heading south again.
And you'll definitely be there in time for the rendezvous?
Oh, we will definitely be there in time for the rendezvous. We got the the rum supply in good shape. We got the music going. We've got all of our cruising notes available. And we're ready to go.
Okay. I'm not really that familiar with your cruising style. Do you tend to stay in marinas, or do you prefer anchorages, or a little bit of a mix?
Well, normally it's a mix, but because we're spending a month in a particular town or a location, we'll choose a marina then. But as we go from location to location, usually 3 to 5 days from one place to the next, we'll have a mix of anchorages and marinas.
It's a perfect blend. It's great to be able to be out there and enjoy the peace and quiet and the solidarity and solitude of the anchorages.
Oh, it is. And they're different lakes have different anchorage opportunities. Watsbar Lake is the next to the last lake on the Tennessee system, and I think one could spend a lifetime getting a new anchorage every night.
Beautiful. How are the marinas on the Tennessee? Are they pretty spread out, or are there a host of them?
Well, the locals on the Tennessee River tend to have a lot of houseboats. They tend to prefer a covered slip to keep out of the heat of the summertime. They have only one tide a year up here, which is when TVA drops the lake level down 5 feet or so, depending on the lake. And the marinas are more geared towards them. On the Chickamauga Lake, just above Chattanooga, this year has been a tough year for transients because of the damage done to the major marina, the largest marina on the lake, Island Cove, and the boats that survived that went to other marinas, and they took up all the transient space, and we struggled to get some space on the Chickamauga.
Was that due to Isaac, Tom?
What? Say again, please.
I'm sorry. Was the damage due to the tropical storm, a hurricane, or whatever it was when it hit?
No. Back in March, there was I think it was an F5 tornado that hit Island Cove Marina. and did a great deal of damage.
Okay, tell us about your visit to Chattanooga. Steve and I have been there, and it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful city.
Well, the approach into Chattanooga is one of the highlights of the entire Tennessee River. It's called the Grand Canyon of the Tennessee, coming up from Hales Bar through about 35 miles of coming through the gorges and the canyons, and you can look up at the shoreline, if you can call it that, and you can see up a peak like 2,000 feet over you, and it's a beautiful approach. You get into Chattanooga, and it's the city of seven bridges that is part of your entrance, and the Chattanooga waterfront has been developed in the last 15 years or so, and is a tremendous attraction. And there's three places that you can tie up right at the downtown area. We got to tie up just below the Tennessee Aquarium, and had only to walk up the hill, and we were right there. Some of the other areas that you can tie up are near the Bluff Art District. Has a great art museum there, plenty of different kinds of restaurants to choose from, shops and everything. The baseball stadium is right there on the waterfront. There's a Discovery Museum that is great for children or grandchildren. And Fred Meyers actually put together a walking tour, about a three-hour walking tour around downtown Chattanooga, pointing out all the historic buildings and attractions.
Fantastic. I'm going to interrupt for 1 minute and let Hal speak. Hal?
Yes, Janice.
Hi, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Hal.
Hello, Tom. Nice to hear you.
Hi, Hal.
Hi, Patsy. It's just great to hear you all talking about our Tennessee River. And we're the Cheryl and I are the harbor host, and we have left Pensacola at Tom and Patsy's area, and we've finally gotten back to Chattanooga. So we had a great time exploring the Gulf this past summer in their neck of the woods.
We kind of swapped areas, didn't we?
Yeah, we were both harbor hosts in absentia, I'm afraid. Now we're back. But I guess we all remember the situation last year about this time when we had some security issues in Chattanooga. And I think Tom has spoken adequately to that about one of the docks downtown being well secured, and there's security every night, and so things are back in shape. And fortunately, we've really got some good management, some good leadership here at MarineMax in Chattanooga. And after last year, we started talking about a way to make the side trip from the rendezvous a little bit more convenient and more inducive to people to bring them to Chattanooga. And so MarineMax, and I'll put this in writing on the forum this afternoon, but from September 23rd to November the 21st, excluding a couple of special event weekends, MarineMax is dropping the rate for dockage from their customary $1.25 to 75 cents per foot for a night for loopers. So for those folks that are sporting the flag, they're getting a 50 cent off deal. And that's excluding special event dates of October 5th and 6th for a wine over water, and November 2 through 4 when there's a huge rowing regatta here. But I hope. Isn't that nice?
Coming from the East Coast, those are unheard of rates. I mean, that is just 75 cents a foot is just amazing. Thank you, but our members should be flying their Burgies.
Well, yes. I hope, yeah, they should be flying their Burgies. And not only that, Cheryl and I will be here on Mas Bueno. We're going to stay downtown through that duration. And so we'll do our best to accommodate folks in provisioning. As Tom said, there are wonderful restaurants and lots of places to see and things to do downtown. Unfortunately, provisioning and laundry are not one of those. So we'll see if we can accommodate people's needs if they want to stay 3, 4, or 5 nights. And the folks at Marine Max have agreed to accommodate their special needs, too, for loopers that are coming through.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Tom, look for True North coming through there again.
Do you like to mention, or did you basically give us your list?
I'm sorry, what?
I was talking to Tom. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Chattanooga, Tom?
Well, I tell you, for future years, being in Chattanooga on the July 4th time period is just a special occasion. We were fortunate to be tied up right downtown when they were shooting the fireworks over the river, had front row seats. And even with the large crowds that were down there on the evening of the fireworks, frankly, we got a little nervous with people being close to our boat. And we called the security people, and he basically sat next to our boat all night long just to make sure that we were comfortable and safe.
Wow. You know, I remember in the discussion forum, and this is not to frighten people, but it's an interesting story and good advice, but tell us about the windstorm you experienced or the gust of wind that you experienced.
Janice, can you repeat that? We didn't get it all.
Sure. I just wanted to know, I remember in the discussion forum there was a posting about a windstorm.
Oh, the windstorm on July 5th up in Chickamauga.
And you had some very good advice for boaters, and I wondered if you'd repeat that.
Well, coming from the Gulf and from the panhandle of Florida, where they have some pretty severe hurricanes that we have experienced over the last 10 or 12 years, we kind of came up on the Tennessee, and they would tell us about these straight-line storms, and frankly, Patsy and I kind of poo-pooed it and said, compared to a hurricane, it can't be anything. Well, we've changed our opinion now. They do have straight-line storms, what they call gust storms, where the winds can suddenly come up to 50, 60, 70 miles an hour coming straight across the water or the land surface. It's not really a tornado because it's not swirling like that, but it can pick up a lot of water and spray it around. And local boaters are aware of these things. Frankly, we weren't. We were very fortunate that we overtied our boat on a windless afternoon when we came into Chickamauga, and the boat did just fine. But the temptation to tie up only on the current conditions is to be avoided. Always figure on the worst, and things come out the best. But on this particular storm, there were a lot of boaters that were caught out on the rivers, and we watched a few of them trying to kayak into these 70-mile-an-hour winds, and they just did an excellent job of seamanship. Unfortunately, there were 2 fatalities on a houseboat that flipped over that occurred, but the straight-line storms and the tornadoes are a spring feature of part of the Tennessee River coming up from hurricane areas. We moved out of hurricane territory, hurricane threats, and still avoided all the wind threats from the tornado alley.
Well, that's an interesting story, and thank you for the advice. And we're going to break for a brief commercial from Skipper Bob, which is one of our Admiral sponsors.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by Skipper Bob guides? Its mile-by-mile format is a great planning tool and essential at the helm. On the most popular routes and side trips, Skipper Bob covers preparation, navigation, bridges and locks, and the best places to visit. Skipper Bob guides are updated each year, and its website keeps you current with navigation alerts and cruising news. To check it out, go to skipperbob.net. Skipper Bob is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
Ted Staley heads up Skipper Bob Publications, and he is a wonderful reference for information. Ted often posts at the discussion forum and keeps us updated on real time out there. Patsy, how about we hear from you for a minute?
Hi, Janice.
Tell us, was the 4th of July a highlight of your trip, or for you, what was the highlight?
Certainly the 4th of July was a highlight. You know, I was fortunate to have my 87-year-old mother on board, and she'd never been there, and sitting out on the bow of the boat with her with the fireworks coming across the river, and it was just delightful. But I'd have to say a lot of the cruising the river, number one, if there are people out there who are still looking to get a boat or whatever, this being the third or so time that we've been up here, this is the first time we've done it on a boat that was fairly comfortable, and it has been a true pleasure. And my biggest advice is that when you get ready to think about buying a boat or whatever, is get one that you're comfortable in and can really enjoy it, because this has been the most wonderful trip. I think when you do the loop and you just kind of are going down the part of the Tennessee to get to the Ten Tom or run over to Wheeler or whatever, you don't get the full advantage. Certainly when you by the time, if you're coming this way, if you're coming north, or I guess it's technically east, there's not, once you get on, you're not off the Ten Tom yet before you're, it's very obvious that there are a lot of mountains and rocks and the scenery. The further north you go, it is just absolutely spectacular. It's been the most amazing thing is everywhere you look, even if you're sort of in a valley, you can see the Great Smoky Mountains off in one area and the Cumberland Plateau, and I mean it's just gorgeous. And the water is, the further north you go, the clearer it is, and it's a true blessing. And that's the highlight for me, is the scenery, and always the people that you meet, the ones that we have known for a long time, and new friends that we have made along the way, just like on the loop. You know,
paint a beautiful picture. Thank you. Were there any lowlights, or is it all wonderful?
Well, I think it's going to be a real letdown. In fact, I know it is, to start heading back down. It's, in fact, I don't even want to talk about it. Thanks.
The Tennessee River has been very friendly to us. It's been calm on almost every day, limited amount of rainy days. It's compared to the panhandle and what we read on the forums of people having to stay in port on weather days and things like that. We've just been so fortunate up here in the Tennessee. We're going to hate to leave it.
Well, where are you headed next? Do you have any plans, or are you just going to take it a day at a time?
South.
South?
Being from Florida, anything under 50 degrees is freezing, and it now gets a few nights when it's down in the 40s. So we think this is getting to be an omen of severe winter. You know, might even get down to freezing. So we're going to head south sometime after the fall rendezvous and pick a spot for some time in South Florida. St. John's River, Tampa, someplace like that.
Well, keep in touch wherever your adventures take you. I know
right.
You're going to be at the rendezvous. Our rendezvous is October 21st to the 24th at Joe Wheeler State Park, and Tom is going to be giving two of our seminars, so we look forward to that.
Oh, thank you.
Tom and Patsy, anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, Janice, just one thing. Speaking of going south and it's beginning to get cool here, we are beginning to experience what everybody who's on the water up in this area now is, the fogs are beginning in the morning. So you have to pace when you leave. You can't just get up in the morning and say, I'm going to leave at a particular time, because you're going to have to base that on when the fog lifts.
I remember at Joe Wheeler, the fog, sitting on the balcony and watching the fog in the morning.
Yeah.
Steve, do you have anything to add?
No.
Well, I would like to emphasize that Patsy and I are not experts on the Tennessee River, but we've enjoyed a tremendous summer up here. thanks to people that that are local, that are experts, and typical of any area that Looper's crews in. I'd just like to mention a few of those folks that have been helpful to us. Ron and Eva Staub, Fred and Joni Myers, Bob and Ann Levine, Ken and Brenda Bloomfield, Hal Baker, Bill and Ruth Donovan, Ray and Patsy Whitney, Roy and Elvie Short, Jim and Sue Starkey, and Hank and Ann Evans. And I probably have left out a couple of names, but these folks and the others have just been wonderful hosts up here and have helped us to have a great summer.
Well, that's what Loopers are all about. Tom and Patsy, thank you so much. Hal, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Our shows are archived at www.greatloop.org, and we'll be back next week. Everyone have a safe cruising week. And again, Tom and Patsy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you on the water.
And thank you.
Bye.
And Hal, thanks for getting Marine Max to lower the rate for everybody.
You're very welcome. We're tickled, and they're excited about having a lot of Loopers come through.
Super. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.